Tom.
Up to one. Now, since the local mentem, the final of. So we just did the Rashi of Yotzei Bo Mishum Simcha. Because there's a ribui there that want that is Bo, even though every carbon, Chova, is in a Bo element Achulim, correct? Because you can't bring it in a Chova because it's a Chova b'fnei musa. That's the, it's not, there's no kim Chova if you bring it from Chova. So it has to be Bo Menachulim. So Rashi says, Hanemil b'chovas da'alma. Avol shalmei simcha es rabbi midetanya v'sefir v'samachtel rabos kol minei simcha. Okay. So there's a special ribui of a samachta to tell you that shalmei simcha are bo'os even not menachulim. Even menachulim. Okay, so why is that? How do we understand that? So why is Shalmei Simcha different? So Gemara says it's a ribui. But what is the idea behind the ribui? In other words, the answer is that Shalmei Simcha, really the kiyum is in the achila. It's the kiyum is in the achila's basa. So there's no halacha of havor. There's no kim in the havor. The havor yichayev in chagiga. But in shalmei simcha, it's not the chovas havor. It's a chova to eat it, to enjoy it. So it's a chovas achila. So it doesn't matter as long as you have a chovas, as long as you have an achila, so carbon. So that's enough. Doesn't matter if simultaneously you're fulfilling your other chova, and it didn't have its own havar, because all you need is the achila. The achila is the simcha, so it's simply a carbon shel achila where the whole kiyum is achila. So since the whole kiyum is achila, so it's even Bo Menachiv, Menachova. Okay? Right, okay, so that makes sense, right? Now, in other words, you definitely can't say Yotze with the Chova, say Yom. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Because if you Yotze with the Chova, say Yom, you can't have a Chiv Shalmei Simcha.
Yeah. That's right.
In other words, you could say it could be Yotze if it's Bo Menachova. But you can't say it could be Yotze with the Chova Sayom. I mean, because then it's not possible to have Shalmei Simcha altogether. So that's what the Rambam says. He says that you have to have a Chi of No Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Allah Chagiga. So there must be three.
If there's no Havah, then how does that make sense? If it's just a
what do you mean?
If it's just an Achilas Basar, who cares?
It's a Kviyas L'Shem Shalmei Simcha. L'Shem Achilas Shalmei Simcha. You're being Kaveyed for the Achilas of Shalmei Simcha. But you can't use a Chavos Ayam. I mean, that's not possible. Because if you use a Chavos Ayam, you're obliterating the whole thing. So that's what Rambam says, yes, sir. So it excludes the mere machayev of Shalmei Simcha, excludes the use of the chagiga, which is the chavas ayom, because it has to be something besides the chagiga. Right?
It's an additional chiyuv, but the kiyum is not in the havah, it's a kiyum in the achilah.
Kiyum is in the achilah, right.
But it's still an additional chavah.
It's an additional chavah. Besides the carbon chagiga.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically just excludes the chagiga. You
right.
Use it, use anything else besides the chagiga, or else it becomes, there's no chiyuv.
Right. So it's teaching you that the Zman is identical to the carbon Pesach. In other words, that since the chagiga is Bo Machmas HaPesach, So you can't have a zman that you have achilas chagiga without achilas apasach. Right?
What about
by your any question? And what about by Yom? So the two pshat, we can tell you. One pshat is like I want to say. That since Chagiga is what? Is Bar Machmas HaPesach. So it can only exist as long as you have a Chalei Shem Zman HaPesach. So even though the Achil is Balayla, but the Chalei Shem Zman HaPesach is Bayom. And since it's, in a sense, ancillary to the Pesach, so it can't exist in its own right without Pesach. So Bayom is okay. Yom is okay. Or you could say that the Isser is the Loyal and Chelev Chagi, the Loyal HaBakas have a Chag HaPasach. So it means to say that since the Achil of the Chagiga was Mitztarif with the Achil of HaPasach, so there can't be any Shem Lina on the Pesach. And since the Chagiga was Mitzurif to it, so even that which is mitzurif to it can't have a shame lina, can't have a din lina. Oh, you can say either way. Okay.
The second way is not.
In other words, in the second part, we're saying that the isser lina is extended to the chagiga. From Pesach was extended to the chagiga because it was bo'imo. It was bo'imo, so the.
Just preventing to eat the next day, but that's not going to stop you from eating it during the day.
That's it. That won't stop you. Right. See? Okay. Yeah, that's right. Ken says the second shot is more mashma because it says v'oma lo yolin. Mashma is the din and lina.
Yeah,
it's true. The fact that the Gemara asks the question if it must be bom and atzom, the chagiga. So you see that zone is not a din that Korban Pesach is only Minat Zone. It is halachically that way. But really it could have been Minat Bakar too. But zone is a preference. From the realm of Bakar Vatzon, there's a chashivas in zone. A chashivas in zone that Pesach demands. Because otherwise you couldn't say by Chagiga that it should be Bar Minat Zon. In other words, if you're going to say that Zon is a din in the min of Pesach,
right.
Yeah.
So then how could you say that by Chagiga you require Zon?
Because the Hekesh.
What?
Because the Hekesh.
What do you mean? Yeah, but there's no min. In other words, you can't buy Pesach. If it's Bakar, it's not the min. But by Chagiga, the min is Bakar. So how could you say it's just Tzom?
And therefore, why not?
Because there is no Chalashim like that.
Of just Tzom, you mean?
Of just Tzom, in Chagiga. In other words, in Chagiga, there's no Chalashim Tzom. Is a chalashim, if you're going to say that Pesach is only Bar Minat Zon qualitatively, it's a qualitative idea, so then you can't say in Chagiga you should have that qualitative idea. It doesn't exist. There's no thing like that.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as Chagiga Zon. And the fact that you're going to make it Bar Minat Zon is not going to do anything. Right?
Is that what the Hekesh should be teaching you?
No.
Hekesh can't create something that doesn't exist in the halachic world.
That's right.
It doesn't exist as just itself.
That's right.
No such thing. There's no such thing.
What are you saying? Since the chagiga, the supposed one, that could be some and what?
So the fact that you're saying the chagiga should be baman atzon shows that the difference between tonu vakar in Pesach is a quantitative difference. So maybe you'll require that quantitative difference in chagiga also. And the same thing is true about Ben Shana. It can only be Ben Shana. That's a quantitative difference, because Ben Shana is better. And then the same thing is true about what else? What's the other case?
Zachar
and Akeva. That Zachar is a quantitative upgrade, so to speak. What's that?
In general, Bakr is like a better.
I don't know. It depends what you have.
Bakr counts.
Which is a better?
Lamb is a better meat. No,
better
more
delicacy.
Expensive. You might not like it as much, but lamb chops people pay more for.
Because Bakr its own easy. Isn't that the order of, like, the...
The size of the carbon, in terms of monetary.
Yes,
because the bucker is bigger. But in terms of in terms of the quality of the meat, I think that in general, tzon is a better quality.
What about goat? You tell me goat is better than cow?
Well, tzon means bucker. Tzon means either kevis or ezer.
Yeah, so you tell me goat meat is better than cow?
I don't know, did you try it?
Maybe
it's better.
Goat is like the lowest, that's why Hathas is like Ezim. Goat's like the worst.
Well, Ezim has a Shemtzon. Rashi says that Keves, the Ezim, Tzone. They're both under.
Oh, that's right, it's a Rebbe, because he can't bring the Karban Pesach from a Gedi.
Right.
That is a Shemtzon.
What do you mean? I got you. Doesn't show you that it's not because it's like superior, it's just because the Pesach was defined to be from like
no, but then you can't then you can never have an analogy to Chagiga.
Why not? Why can't the Torah be restricting the min that a Chagiga comes from the same min that a Pesach comes from?
I mean, I know why it's troubling me too, because it's mashma that it's a min. But then you're going to have a problem with having a min chagiga of tzon, because there's no such thing; it doesn't exist. Okay, all right, so let's leave it open. Okay, let's leave it open. But let's take the former problem we had. What was the former problem? Go back to the original problem. The original problem.
You want to know about what's the havamin if it's sleep.
Right. What's the havamin if it's sleep?
Right?
Yeah.
Midi de achilo.
Midi de achilo. Kapha rahman. But not what? Not. Not what? Not. In other words.
Justly.
Not tzon, and not bas shana, ben shana, and not zachar. So I want to say it's a quantitative differentiation.
What do you mean it's a quantitative?
In other words, that zachar is superior to nekeva. It's not. The reason why you take a zohar, not an akeva, is because it's a certain superiority that you want in Pesach. So then the question is, do you demand that superiority from the chagiga also?
Isn't that qualitative, not quantitative?
That is, it's quantitatively better. It's a superior thing. Qualitative means it's out of the box.
Again,
I thought
because
it's
zohar versus
akeva,
I thought that's not a...
Right, it's a different min. It would be like taking a sheep and a giraffe. I mean, like two different types, right? Yeah. So just so yeah, but But Aaron wants to say that what? That is a different min, but nevertheless, the Torah requires. Okay, well. Because you don't like the idea that the min could really have been bakar, but it was upgraded to tzom.
Right, I don't see that's an upgrade.
You don't see how that's an upgrade? Okay. 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 What about bashan?
I don't know. Is that which one is better than those two?
Please mute your phone.
Right.
What about Bashana?
Is that better? Maybe it is. People like Leo more than they like.
And what about Zohar?
Yeah, that is. That for sure.
That is different.
And taste. So, but the Zohar's always better. The other problem was like why certain carbonos, like the Hakas, or individual is a goat, a female goat. Like Zohar is usually better than a Keva. I think goats are like the worst. And Bakar is the best. Like a Kohen or Kohen Gadol uses brings a Bakar when he has a Chakras, or the Melech brings a Bakar.
But Ezim is Syria or Zohar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the worst. It's the lowest carbon.
I know he gets lowest.
And that's the Rambam in the morning when he goes through the.
He goes and he says lowest. But the Rashi just says, Rashi on the Chumash says that the term tzon includes both keves and ezim, possum and ezim.
Right. Maybe it's because they worship those animals, not because they're bad.
It doesn't seem because they worship it, because the thing was, if that was the case, you're saying they worship the ezim?
Maybe they only worship the sheep.
The sheep, I heard. Of course, it says, they worship the sheep. But there's an interesting Tosfos on the side of the Chumash. The Tosfos of Bali Tosfos. They say that they worship behemoths, not just tzom.
Uh-huh.
Not just tzom. So and I think the. Ibn Ezra says, but anyways, regardless, that's a medrash. That's a medrash that that's why they had to tie it up on the 10th day on Shabbos and in order to face the persecutors. Okay, but the thing is, so the thing is like this. Yeah, it seems to me the question is like this. That why does Ben Tamar include Tzli? Let's go back to that question. Why does Ben Tamar include Tzli? Right? So, a reason we can give is because it has to be an extension of the Pesach. In other words, the Chagiga has to be an extension of the Pesach. It becomes an extension of the Pesach. So it can't be an extension if it's not sleep. Then it's very good when the Gemara goes on further. Midi da achila dafka or duma loshna. That in order to be an extension, it must have all the qualities. Be a real extension is not just in the tzli, but to be a genuine extension, it has to have all the qualities. Okay, then you can answer like Aaron wants to say that it's not the halacha that tzon is an upgrade from Bakar, and the question is whether the upgrade has to exist by the Chagiga also, which comes from a Bakar. But you could say no, it's not because of an upgrade. It's because it has to be an extension of the Pesach. And in order to be an extension, it's got to be the same min. The same min bishul. It has to be tzli. It has to be... so it's not a halacha in that you're creating something that doesn't exist. Okay? It's a halacha that it has to be an extension. And in order to be an extension, it must be identical in the way it's eaten and in its substance. But the Gemara's question is merely, how far do we go in this halacha of extension? Then it would answer Aaron's kasha, you don't have to say it's an upgrade. But the kasha was a good kasha. You should have seen the kasha.
Rebbe, when you say extension, you mean because the Karban Pesach gives it its existence, so therefore...
Right. Since he holds, it services the Pesach. So if it services the Pesach, so it must be an extension of it. It has to be an actual extension of it. It can't just relate to the Pesach by itself. It has a different identity. In order to relate to the Pesach, it's actually an extension. It was introduced as an extension.